Hey there, folks. How you doing today? This is Amy.
And this is E.
And you're listening to another episode of Curse Words and Crayons presents Parenting Chats. We are back for another one, you guys. We use these as palate cleansers and a way to sort of get to know each other a little better throughout the process, hopefully giving some sort of nuggets of wisdom or to pass along and share. We try to give a couple of takeaways, but also remember, we are regular-ass humans, regular-ass mom friends from down the block. We don't have all the right answers, nor do we pretend to have all the right answers. Sometimes we don't have any answers, but I just think it's nice to know that, like, we aren't alone in this. We're in this together. We have all of the things. You are capable and wonderful, and hopefully that gives you a little bit of confidence as well. But, Z, how are you today, and what are we going to be talking about?
You know, I am here, and today we are going to be talking about Parenting Chat Sports Edition, and it's summer, almost. So you can kind of reevaluate how you're going to do your summer maybe this year. Maybe it's going to look a little bit different. Are you signing up for sports? Are you not signing up for sports? Are you doing other activities? So that's what we are going to be chatting about. Personally, I'm just very excited for my alarm not to be going off in the morning every single day in the nighttime as my kids.
And it's not just the one alarm.
Oh, I have like three or four because you have to turn one on if, okay, so sometimes my kid eats their lunch at school and sometimes my kid doesn't eat their lunch at school. So I have an alarm on the days that I pack the lunch. So I cannot forget the lunch, right?
It's the alarms. It's the reminders. It's all of the things. And it's not just like, oh, I have to get up early, but I need an alarm to remind me, don't forget to pick your kids up. I need an alarm to remind me you have activities today after school and this is the one and this is where you need to go, and you have to take an extra child with you, or you don't have to take an, like, it's so much. So in the summer, it's nice because some of that goes away a little bit, or at least is more relaxed, maybe.
You can always choose to make your life more relaxed. I was watching maybe a YouTuber, and she was like, yeah, we just don't do any activities. And they also homeschool. She just likes her life to not be empty, but to be very, like, empty of commitments.
Yeah.
I have anxiety and I cannot do that because I will fuck these kids up in this house with me. We probably all have anxiety anyways. We would we would be suffering from some more severe mental health issues, I'm sure, if I kept my kids at home with me and didn't do activities. So I am saying, like, you get to choose your own battles, right? And so if the sword that you're falling on feels too big, maybe you want just a little jabby jab instead of a straight, you know, slaughter, you could choose less. It's okay.
I feel like we could do an entire episode about choosing less also, because at what cost do you choose less? Like, so many other things. Like, and I agree with you. There are definitely times we had an incident of that with activities. So it's kind of on brand with what we're talking about today with Milo. My kids are not only in, like, sports and other activities, but they have therapy, and also Milo sees an OT right now. So it's like a lot of appointments and different things. He was doing gymnastics. He really loved it. He was really loving it, but it was like one more thing. And it was something where it was like a monthly thing. So, like, we could unenroll him whenever we wanted. And we made the decision with him together to say, you know what, we're going to take a break on this because it's too much right now with the other things we need to do. We could have said, nope, we're going hard. We said we're doing this and, like, you know, we're doing it. And, like, as a family, we made the decision to say, you know what, we're going to stop for a little bit. And when things are calmer, we can maybe bring that back. But I also think on the other side of that, yes, you can absolutely make that choice. And whatever choice you make is the right one. Like, if you want to choose all the things and that feels good to you, then do that. If you want to be like that homeschool mom who doesn't have any other priorities, great. But I think you and I both believe, like, it does truly take a village to raise your kids. And, like, I don't want to be the only adult raising my children.
I can't be the only one. The little one isn't too young to do activities, but my smallest one is still too young. I don't do the mom and me thing. So that's a big thing for me. So I guess to start off, with our sports edition is I do not put my kids in anything before they're like 2 years old, unless mm-hmm. it's like life-saving swimming lessons. So IRS would be an exception for me. I will not do the little gym. I will not do mom and me anything because I'm mom and me all day at home. So you're telling me that I have to go in person and like wear an appropriate outfit and have all these people judge me for how I may or may not be talking to my child. I am trying to offload some of the raising of my children. So yes. Therefore, like, if I'm giving you money to help with the kids, it's not so we can do it together. Like, I probably could use that 30 minutes and stare at the wall in silence. That'd be better spent for me.
No one's asking me for a drink or something else. Like, yeah, I can take a minute and breathe in my own self, which I think is so crucial. But on the other end of that, and I know we've talked about this in past episodes, and we've talked about parenting stuff before, I want my kids to have good relationships with other adults.
Yes. Yes. And they're going to say
things.
That are not
me and their dad.
Yes. Yes. And also, I hate and love that I do this. Okay. So the girls, I am a dance mom right now. Okay. So I want to remain a sports mom. I think that's my vibe. Right now I'm mm-hmm. in dance. Apparently that's a sport. I watch the girls. It seems like a sport. You know,
seems like it would be. Yeah, for sure.
It's very intense. It's very intense, right? Again, love and hate that I do this. We're at the studio and the girls are running and screaming before their thing. Before their class starts, I'm feeling incredibly like one, a little embarrassed because I don't want my kid running around screaming. Like that's not the behavior that I want her to model in public. And two, also I'm overstimulated as fuck and these kids need to shut down, sit down and shut up, right? They need to shut down, physically shut down, turn your off.
Emotionally, everything. Yeah.
Like just quit it. Quit your shit. And so I was like, ooh, what are the studio rules? What's going to happen if Coach Brittany comes out right now? No more running. And I wasn't the bad guy. I was the helper. I'm helping them not get in trouble.
Right. I'm helping you out, friend. I'm telling you this is an acceptable.
Because we both
not
know
because
the
I
rules.
Say, but because
yes.
Coach Brittany says. This is not me. This is Coach Brittany.
I didn't
Sorry.
Say you couldn't run in this full room of 155 people where there should be 10. I didn't say that. Your coach
right.
did.
I think outside influences and like living in a world of like technology where whether that's a person or like Alexa or Siri or whoever like telling you like no it's bedtime and I didn't say that this you know or like you can take
yes.
some control of that. It's so important because it is hard. You don't always want to be the bad guy having to say like stop doing that, don't do this. Honest question, honest reaction. So I'm the same way. Like if we're somewhere and my kids are acting a fool, even if it's an appropriate act of fool, I'm like anxious and nervous and like stop doing that. Follow the rules.
Yeah.
Do you look at other people's children and think like, ugh, you're not behaving? Or is it like
yes.
just something about your own kids? It's other kids too.
Oh, I am. Yeah. I'm like, that's a bad kid. Look, and that's so shitty, right?
It's true though.
So
if you're honest. Yeah.
But if I'm being honest, I'm like, man, okay, we have, and the mom is so nice. And so I really and truly, the more that I've gotten to know parents, I know that sometimes these kids are just bad, okay? Throw them away. It's not your fault. These are bad kids. I don't mean it like that. There's no bad kids, okay?
Yeah.
LOL, LOL. But sometimes they're just, it's them, okay? It's not you. It is you because, but whatever. You get what I'm saying, right?
I do.
They're their own people. You can't be them. They're their own people. They come with their own everything, right? Well, I love this mom. Love is a little far. I really respect her.
Sure.
She's smart. She's like a school nurse. She like knows all the things. She speaks quietly and intelligently. And mm-hmm. so to me, since I'm loud and abrasive, people that are like quiet and they like think about their thoughts before they say things, I listen to them louder because I value and want to emulate. Like I'm like, wow, beauty. Grace, style. Her kid, a little fucking shit face. Both of her kids, fucking shit faces. They're not, but they are. They're like incredibly sassy sometimes to the point where I'm like, maybe you should go pow-pow them in the parking lot. I'm not saying you should pow-pow your kids, okay?
Right.
That's not cool. We don't touch others with angry hands. Like, that's not cool. But also, like, I don't know, maybe go smack her around a little bit. Again, not what we would do. However, in the moment, I'm like, this is what the parents these days. This is what the old elders are these days are talking about when they say we don't beat our kids enough. That's the old ass mentality that comes into mind. I know that's not true. And they could just be having a bad day. I give more grace the more I like people.
Sure.
And the more that I know the kids, I feel like I can give more grace. Do you automatically judge, or are you just worried about your own kids?
I think I'm the same, but I tend to give other parents far more grace than I give myself. I know that I'm doing everything I can to make everything the way I need it to be made and whatnot. I tend to not give myself the same amount of grace, which happens as a person, you know, like it's a thing. I agree with you. The more I know the person, the more I know the parent, the more I know the kid, the more grace I might be willing, or grace I'm not willing. Like maybe yes. I'm like, okay, it's changing. I don't give that.
And I also think it's how they misbehave too, but not what they're saying, but what they are they, how are they reacting to their adult in charge too? Because to me that shows what's happening at home too.
For sure.
And
for sure.
And any either relationships that are being fostered or maybe not in the ways that I would at my own house.
And honestly, this might sound like a real dumb thing to say, but I don't know that I realized that like kids were their own whole ass people until I had my own kids.
Do you do sports, or are you like an all extracurricular type of parent? Do you want to stick to one, or are you open for a mixture? Like what's your vibe like?
I would love to stick to one. I would love to stick to one thing, one activity, one thing. But at this stage in our life, we're not there. My kids have not really discovered what their thing is. They're still trying stuff out because it's new. They've never done those things. This year really is the first year we've added a ton of different things. Hayden does Girl Scouts and outdoor soccer. She's done basketball, swimming, theater class, art class, indoor soccer. None of which has really stuck. She did swim for a long time, but for me, like you, that was a safety thing for us. Like, it wasn't like I want her to be the best swimmer. I want her to know how to swim, and I want her to be able to get herself out.
Oh, I want my kids to be the best swimmer because I swam competitively for like 12 years. I was
True.
A swim coach. I was a swim instructor. I want my kids to be the best at literally anything. If they could just always have the best hair, eyes, clothes, all the things. I'm very competitive. But yes, I do think that there's a difference between putting your kid in swim lessons and then doing swimming as a sport. Just
yes.
Like there's a difference between putting your baby in ballet and having them do dance as a sport. Now Aurora's doing dance as a sport, whereas years ago, it was just
an activity.
Yes.
And I think that's where we are, is at that crossroads where it's like stopping being an activity and it's starting being like a sport or something that they're really wanting to do. Milo right now is just doing outdoor soccer, but he's done indoor soccer, gymnastics, basketball, karate. Like he's tried a bunch of things. Right now, soccer seems to be both of their jams. Whether that stays forever, I don't know, but that's what we're doing right now. Now for you, Ren is still kind of too small to start activities. So what is Aurora into? Is it more, I know you said it's more dance stuff.
Okay, with us, she's done swimming, gymnastics, dance, and I want to sign her up for soccer, swim team, basketball. I hear the more sports that girls can try before they're 10 is like the best.
And I feel like I'm into that, like that is my mentality too. I want them to try all of the things for all of the different reasons until they find something that they really are loving and that they really want to do.
Yes. And okay, so my mom is also, I asked about other activities. My mom's really trying to get Aurora into, or trying to get me into being a member of the Girl Scouts, basically. I know you're a Girl Scout person, but I don't want to sell the cookies.
Okay.
I don't want to do that myself.
I don't want to make this episode about the Girl Scouts, but I totally understand. I worked for the Girl Scouts. I was a Girl Scout growing up. My attachment to that was more like camp related and less like the actual organization. I think there's actually a lot of things wrong with the Girl Scouts that I don't fully support and stand behind. But I will say, I'm Hayden's leader. I run a troop with my sister and another mom, and it is a ton of work. However, we don't do cookies as a troop. You can choose to not do cookies. Nobody knows that because everybody thinks they have to, but you do not have to sell cookies. We don't sell cookies. And we have a pretty small troop, so it feels like less daunting because we can do what feels best for our kids in our troop. And it doesn't have to be subscribing to all of pandemonium that happens in the Girl Scouts, which is also kind of culty if we're bringing it back to true crime.
I agree. I don't know. I still just have, okay, I was a Girl Scout. I didn't have the best experience. I didn't have a bad experience. My mom was co-leader, and I just don't remember learning anything about the outdoors. We did whatever badges the leaders wanted to do, understandable, but it was like crafting badges and stuff like that. And
right. That's like not your jam.
Yeah, no, that's not my jam at all. So,
I can 100% see that and get that and feel that. I just want to, I don't know, vocalize out loud that just because you have a Girl Scout troop doesn't mean you have to run it like the Girl Scouts
so
to run it, which is, but also you could get Aurora and a group of her friends together and do fun activities and teach them stuff without being in the Girl Scouts too. So like it's a tricky place to be in because there are definitely things that we could do that would afford us because we are a member of this organization. But like most of the stuff we do is just whatever our kids wanted, like whatever they find the most interesting is the stuff we do. But I know that some people don't feel that as an option because it's like, oh no, well, I have to do what everybody wants me to do.
I feel like they're trying, it's like a social group, but then they put a bunch of, I wish there were more like social activity groups for younger kids, but I guess that's like MOPS and stuff like that, that you could take them to, or student council.
Absolutely. And you know what?
Safety patrol. At school, do you guys do that too?
No, I mean, I don't think so much at our school, but we went to a conference with the 4-H that I mm-hmm. always totally thought was just like farm stuff, like for farmers. They do a ton of like social activities. It's co-ed. It seems really cool. So I think there's other things out there. I'm not saying Girl Scouts is the answer. I certainly feel like they have a long way to go. I know some councils are really trying, not all. But yeah, I do think there's other ways, but also I think this is my problem with organized activities as a whole, whether it's Girl Scouts, whether it's dance, whether it's swimming. It's like once you're locked into this, like, oh, this is a Girl Scout troop, then like you feel like you have to fall into every stereotype of every Girl Scout troop, or, oh, this is a soccer team and we can only play soccer the way everybody wants us to play soccer, because that's kind of what society tells us. But also I invite us to explore that, like, that doesn't have to be that way either. Like, you don't have to be a dance mom who screams and yells and like hits your kid in front of like other people, or that murders yeah. other children so that your kid can be first. Like, you don't have to be that person. But like, I do think that when you become that stereotype, that soccer mom, that dance mom, that whatever, you almost fall into that, like, well, this is what everybody thinks, which is unfair too.
But also it's very important to, like, with the troop that you were talking about, for instance, and with the dance studio that you're at, like, I picked a studio where it doesn't feel like that. I picked a studio where I walk in my sweatpants and I feel pretty comfortable and confident.
Absolutely. And I think that not enough people either give themselves permission to understand that that is an unacceptable thing, or don't know that that's an option out there. So I guess yeah. my point is that is an option. You can find those people that are your people that also do the activities that your kids want to do. And if you don't like where you are, you're not a tree. Like, you can move to something else if it doesn't feel right for your family. Or if that dance team or whatever team, insert the blank, is not
the right fit, you can go somewhere else.
Exactly.
There's 100 studios. There's at least 3 different baseball teams in the area that you're at. Like, just because you don't like the local league doesn't mean that there's not another local league, because there is. I'm sure there's like a Christian league versus a non-Christian league, because they always do stuff like that. There's always the YMCA. So you can find these places where, yeah, you walk in and you don't feel like shit. So how do you decide what activities or sports you're going to sign up for?
I was just going to say, that leads us totally into our next question. We sign up our kids for activities for 2 different reasons. Aside from that their interests are different and we want them to explore their different interests and not be influenced by what us as their parents are wanting them to do, each of my children do their activities for different reasons. For Hayden, it's like she likes to be out, you know, she likes to try new things, but also it's like a teamwork and a social aspect. And for Milo, it's like a please work out your energy aspect. So it really just kind of depends. They're both also benefiting from like working on a team, and with swimming, it was a safety thing. But for us right now, we're trying to allow them to kind of dictate what their interests are, with also still keeping in mind that like they may not want to try something, but we might want them to try it just to see if they like it, because they're not going to know unless they try. So it's a lot of different reasons that go into it. And I know that as we enter into a different stage, it's going to be because like they really love this thing, and so that's what we're pursuing. But right now we're kind of still in like the sampler stage, you know?
We are too, or so-and-so is doing it, so Aurora wants to do it with them.
Right. Yes,
so
exactly.
That's kind of where we are at with
now, do you
all of
think-
that.
Because swimming is such an important thing, like, to your past and to, like, what, like, kind of shaped you as a person, that you'll, because she's not, Aurora's not swimming right now, correct?
I would love to put her on the swim team. However, we normally travel a lot in the summer, so it mm-hmm. makes it incredibly difficult if the swim team functions the first 6 weeks, not even, like, 2 weeks before school's out, and then the month afterward,
right?
That's half the summer, you know? I also have a different lifestyle than my parents did when I was growing up.
When it comes to the stuff, so Aurora is in Just Dance right now, correct? Or she
correct.
Just only dance. But
only
with dance comes a lot of costumes
yes.
for performances and such. And not so much a lot of gear, but is she doing... Does she need shoes?
You'd be surprised. Yeah. I think with any sport, there can be so much gear and so much non-gear. It just really depends on the kind of person that you want to hype yourself into. I'm not going to spend all that money up front. Like, if she continues to love it over time, I'm willing to invest more.
Sure.
But no, I'm not going to, we're going to go into it. If we have practice 2 days a week, we're going to have two outfits for whatever, if that's, you know, swimming, gymnastics, whatever. We'll have two outfits. However many times a week, we'll have at least one outfit, maybe a backup for it, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys purchase, do you go all in? Is that part of the excitement of signing up?
I think it depends on who you're talking to and what the sport is. When Milo joined gymnastics, I bought him nothing. Like,
yeah.
Literally, he went in, like, sweatpants and a t-shirt, and, like, it was totally fine.
Because with this comes, like, team sports and stuff, too, right? Okay, so, for instance, one of, as we get older, for dance, I know specifically, it gets to be, like, $600, $700, $900 sometimes, $2,000 a month,
mm-hmm.
occasionally, to be in these dance classes and things like that. This might sound a little insensitive. We were sitting down as like a dance family discussing all of it, and I was telling everybody, like, unless Aurora shows $600 worth of amazingness to me, I don't want to invest that amount of money into one activity just yet. She has shown so much improvement over time.
Sure. Yeah.
Over the last year. So I'm willing to continue to support and invest and do those things with her. But no, if she's not coming up to me saying, Mom, I want to compete. Mom, I want to do this. Mom, this is so important to me. I'm not going to continue to pay more and more and more just because that's the thing to do.
Is she the kid who, my kids are definitely the kind of kids that like see somebody else with like fancy shiny cleats and like, oh, I want those fancy shiny cleats. Does she do that at all? Is she asking for things, or is this just stuff that's being asked of the studio? Hey, buy all this stuff, or both?
Oh, our studio doesn't ask us to really buy anything. So as she gets older, if she did ballet is more expensive than I think anything, because you have to buy those damn point shoes over and over and over again. So it's like running.
The leggings, the leotards, like it's a lot of things. Yeah.
But Leos are really cheap, and so are leg warmers, and so are sweatshirts.
True.
And you can continue to make
definitely more. Yeah.
But you can continue to remake your outfits. I mean, if you want to get stylish with it, you can still be stylish, like from Shein and like all different fashion brands and things like that. So I'm not so worried about like the cost of gear. However, I do have a friend, and I will never do this. I'm traumatized. I have a friend and her son was trying out for either the jujitsu team, taekwondo, karate, one of the, okay? So yeah. He was trying out for one of those type of movement courses. And he had to, it was a tryout and he was like 5, 6, 7 maybe. They had to purchase the uniform. They had to purchase 6 weeks of courses. And then there was also the possibility that you doesn't make the team. And so then after that 6 weeks, that was it. So I don't know if they decided to continue after that, but I know the uniform and everything. She spent like $400-$500 and then they did not do the team.
So wait, hold up. Wait a minute. That. No.
And he was like a tiny baby. Like if we're in high school and I'm paying $400 to let you try out for like the statewide band, just statewide something or other for UIL, whatever. Okay. That's different. But for, I guess what I'm saying is maybe with age, I'll feel a little bit differently. And I also feel really subjective to like what that money is going to be spent on.
For sure.
But I don't want it to just be the gear. I think that that's stupid. I think you wear, I understand that equipment is an equipment. So like in football, this isn't accurate, but I think what you wear should be like the least important part.
For sure. As long as it's not a safety something. Like I hear like about the pads and all the things. Like if it's just like wearing a red Goodwill t-shirt or a fancy brand new Under Armour shirt. I get that. I'm with you on that. I also, it makes me a little nuts to see parents like with all of the like dance mom shirts or soccer mom shirts and like everybody in the family is wearing a different shirt that's like Carson's brother. I don't know. I just think like,
wearing these shirts again? And why are we consuming in products that we're wearing like 2 to 3 times? Like, okay, right. The dance mom shirts. I actually do want a dance mom shirt. Okay. I do want one.
One though. But we're talking one. That's okay. One is good.
That do their whole identities. I have talked for an hour about how I'm a dance mom. And yet like, that's not on my profile. Like, I don't want people to like, I meet them at the dance studio and they know, but I don't want to be talking to my friends and then be like, oh yeah, you know, Suzette, the dance mom of the group. Like, that's so fucking weird. Oh, Z, she's just over there. Just our dance mom. Like, if it's a joke, okay.
Yeah,
okay, but not like that. I don't want that to be my entire personality because, or my kids, because I think that is, I don't love that. I think, and we also discussed this earlier, I think it's so important to have a huge variety when they're smaller. Yes. And maybe that's why I feel this way. Mm-hmm. And maybe also because Aurora's not on swim team. And maybe if Aurora was on swim team, I would be just a ride or die swim team bitch.
Swimsuit standing on the sidelines.
Like, I would for sure have a team shirt already.
Absolutely. Well, because that's your thing. And I think that's how Chris feels about soccer in our house. But, like, for me, I'm like, I don't know if they love it. But, like, right now, like, I think I feel similarly about how you feel about dance right now, about soccer, because I'm at the soccer field 4 nights a week right now.
Yeah, you live there.
Because Milo has 2 games a week, Hayden has 2 games a week, and right now, luckily or unluckily, they're all on different nights. So I'm legitimately, like, we are there 4 nights a week. Does that mean that I want to, like, be sporting a hat and put the little stick figure people on the back of my car? No, but it is the season that we're in right now. Now, let's say they get into high school and they really decide that's what they really want. I was, as you were talking about the jujitsu kid, and I was like, hold up, never in a million years.
Never in my life would I. But you would.
He was like, I mean.
But you would for the high school team. For the college team, personally.
If that was something that they had been doing. See, I think if in 10th grade, my kid came to me and was like, I want to join the jiu-jitsu team, and they've never been
for
in jiu-jitsu, I would be like, Let's start at the rec center first.
Yeah, let's go to the Y. Let's take a couple of trial courses for free at the YMCA. They're also being a good steward of your financial journey as a family. Yes. Then it's really easy to say, it's easier to say, yes, we can do that. Yes, we can support that financially. I think that's where I am with the, so the team that Aurora is in right now, it's $200 a month. It's a little less than that, but it's $200 a month. Yeah. The team above Aurora's can, but she does two times a week and a performance and we get childcare for free once a month with that.
Oh,
some other,
right. They do all that.
We get parents' night out and stuff. So I'm real comfortable with the amount that we're spending with that. Cause I was spending $100 for one day a week. So it makes sense that it would be more.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
Anyway, the girls above her, I was talking to one of the moms and she's like, yeah, one year we paid $600 a month. This year we're only paying $485 a month. I'm like, wow, that's a lot. That's a lot. But their girls are, and this is awful, their girls are good. Some of the girls aren't. And I know that that's not very nice of me to sit there and judge, but it's very hard. And this is the competitive person in me. It's really hard to see, like, if you're spending so much money and they're not necessarily making the progress that you would have expected, or they're not that you want them to be.
Absolutely. And I think that leads us into our next question, which is, do you have an expectation for practicing at home, ensuring that they reach their goals, or do you leave it up to, I mean, right now, Aurora, eventually Ren, like, themselves? Like, do you let her make that call, or are you like, no, you need to practice this dance, you need to do this?
No, it's up to her right now because we go 2 days a week. They do, they perform two dances and she knows the dances. Now, in the beginning, when they were learning those. Yes. Or once she sends out report cards every so often. And so I'll be like, she says to practice this, can you show me really quick? But I normally do it once and then I forget.
Right.
Are you guys a big practice at home kind of people? Or are you, is that like child?
We let them choose, but also I think now Hayden is, and Milo both, are starting to get better at soccer. Like, they're starting to seem to pick up some of those skills where before they really weren't, and they also weren't super great at paying attention during games. And so the caveat of that has always been, well, do you think if you practiced a little bit more, you would feel more comfortable? Or do you think if you practiced a little bit more, somebody would pass you the ball more than they are right now? Like, you're mad that nobody's passing you the ball, but, like, are you keeping up with your drills? Are you doing all of those things? Because if you just want to go out there and you want to use this as social time,
let's go for it, baby.
Yeah. That's fine. But if you're going to be upset that you're not good enough, but I'm not seeing that you're trying, then I'm going to ask. I'm not going to push you. I'm not like the tiger mom out there that's like, do it until your legs bleed. But if you want to be good, you have to practice. That just is
for sure. For sure. I don't want Aurora coming and crying and complaining to me that she's not the best in the class if she's not trying to be the best in the class. Like, that's not.
Yeah.
I don't love that. I also think that that's something that I'm doing with her with school too. So it's not just in like the sports fields. Yeah. I'm also doing it with school. Like, she has this reading program, and if she reads so many books, she gets, I think it's an ice cream party at school.
Okay.
And so I've constantly had to remind her, because I'm like, log on to Raz Kids, and I don't want to. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm just letting you know that you told me this ice cream party was really important to you. So if it's not important to you, that's not a big deal. Like,
right.
I don't care.
I can eat ice cream whenever I want. I'm a grown up. So yeah.
And I've told her, like, baby, if you don't hit that, because she was a little behind at the beginning of the year and we didn't use the program, blah, 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 blah. And so I've assured her, because she has been trying that, like, we'll get ice cream either way. But you're telling me that it's really important that you get ice cream with your friends at school. So I'm letting you know, if we're not going to practice, if we're not going to do the things to get us there, like we're not going to. So I think maybe setting those expectations even just all over the place are going to benefit.
I agree with you 100%. Hayden is the kid who wants to do all the extra stuff. Like, she's always, like, over spring break, they had some sort of a writing log that they were supposed to keep up with if they wanted to, and she was very diligent about that. But when it's those extra things, I tend to not push as hard because it's like, that's also a consequence. Now, my kids are a little older, so I think if they were, like, Aurora's age, I would probably be reminding them, like, okay, hey, remember you wanted to do this. Like, this was important to you.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Now that, like, Hayden's in third grade, it's like, listen, dude, if you don't want to do that, like, that's your business. But when it comes to schoolwork and something that I really appreciate about her teachers, and honestly, her soccer coach right now is, like, both very adamant about, like, that's not your best. Like, if you're – I've seen your best, and what that is isn't it. So, like, I'm in a very respectful and nice way. Like, I want you to work harder because I know that you can do better than this, and you're kind of phoning it in.
I think that's where it's really important to make sure – like, we don't always get our pick of the school. So, I mean, you can and you can't depending upon the area and what kind of –
where you are,
Yeah, what kind of financial situation that you're in
for
as well.
Sure,
but
yeah.
When it comes to extracurricular activities, like, you get to decide those people who are in your kid's life. And so if you feel like you're in a place where you have to buy all the things or people aren't nice to you or you feel uncomfortable or you feel like you don't fit in, that you don't – match, that the place that you're at doesn't, you know, that you just aren't a fill there, go somewhere else. Like, take your money and go somewhere else.
And we've done, because we right now don't, with the exception of when Milo did gymnastics and it was only because we couldn't get him in anywhere else, we've really only done, like, rec stuff, you know, like the on the cheaper end, it's like volunteer coaches and that kind of thing. And I have no problem talking to the league and saying, hey, this coach is not a good fit for my kid. And now, like, if it's a matter of they can't switch out because the season's already started, sure, we'll finish the season out. But, like, next season, I want to make sure that you are not – this coach is not their coach. Like, we had some really crummy coaches at the beginning. And now
ooh,
that we've
what do you do
really
about that?
One,
I mean, other than contacting the league, like, did you talk to the coach themselves?
I did not, and I almost feel like I wish I would have, but I had already talked to the league. So Hayden's very first ever team, they couldn't find enough coaches. So some guy who was not, usually it's a parent or something, some guy who was not a parent, who worked for the league, like who did the older kids, like traveling teams, somehow got roped into doing it. And he was super impatient. He acted like all of the kids had been playing soccer for years and that he like never taught them anything.
He just was like, oh, why can't you do this?
Pretty much like, here's a ball, go. And she's like, I don't know what the rules, like, I don't know what I'm allowed to do, what I'm not allowed to do. And there were two boys on the team who were really good and they were always the first to play. They were always in.
I mean, of course.
Well,
but that's
right,
not
but
fair
also,
if you're also not teaching the skills.
Teaching the other kids, because she wasn't the only other kid on the team that was their first year playing. It was like they didn't – but also, wouldn't you want to teach the kids on your team, like, these are the rules because don't you want to win as a coach? I don't know. It was just really awful. But, I mean, we made it pretty clear to the league afterwards, like, we – next year, she's not going to be on that team. Like, we can't.
We had not a similar experience, but a similar experience with one of Aurora's gymnastics coaches. And for a while, he seemed great, but then he seemed just very exasperated by the second that they got in. He's like, I know we're smart in this class. Mm-hmm. I'm like, they're preschoolers.
Right.
Like, he would say, like, four or five stations for them to do and then get upset if they couldn't remember, like, by the fifth one what they were supposed to do. Which,
I can't remember five stations, so that's not – you're going to be yelling at me as well, sir. Like,
he never yelled, but then I just didn't – I didn't – his demeanor. I didn't say anything to him either, though, because by the time it started to really, by the time I wanted to say something about it, we were already unenrolling.
Ah. So it was like kind of a moot point, like you weren't going to say anything.
Is it though, or should I have said something for the other parents?
I am of the camp that it depends on how much energy I want to put into it. Like, I've definitely
Oh no, I'm never going to do it. But then I thought later.
I'm never
going to do it. I'm on my way out. I'm not, like, I'm just going to shut the fuck up and I'm going to leave because I don't. Extra conflict and I'm not, what am I going to get out of it? Nothing. I already quit. Not because of them, but just because of life circumstances. It wasn't like, oh, this guy's such a dick. Like, loved him. Like, Aurora loved gymnastics.
Yeah.
Like, she had no problem with it. But I just was like, don't talk to her like that.
Way, yeah.
Yeah. You guys, like, you've been here for 5 minutes. Like, I understand being like, guys, I told you 4 times when you're 30 minutes into the class. Go for it. Hands on hips and everything. Go for it.
Yeah.
But not 5 minutes into class. Like,
no.
They're babies.
I think if we were to ask somebody, and maybe you know that because you swam in high school, like, did you have coach, were your coaches kind or were they kind of like assholes? Because Chris talks about his coaches being totally the worst.
I knew that my high school coach did not value me the way that he valued other swimmers. And so I also didn't value myself on the team because I knew that I wasn't as good because of the way that he treated me.
Do you ever think that you would say something? Did you ever say something to your parents about that? Like, I feel like he's an asshole or no?
No, no, no. But I also, like, Roberto has a very different, because I told Roberto the same thing and Roberto was like, that's just how coaches are. And I'm like, no, that's not how they're going to be. Like,
it doesn't have to be. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. They don't have to be like that. Like, they can be tough and they can be loving.
Absolutely.
Together.
And I'm the same way. And I think now that he has kids, Chris does feel differently. But I think he had definitely the same kind of mentality that Roberto had of like, well, that's just
the way it is. Exactly.
And
I'm pretty sure.
That, though, I'm not into that.
Oh, I agree. But I'm pretty sure at Pee Wee football, Roberto was getting like slippers thrown at him. Not slippers.
Yeah.
What do we call those in America? They're not fucking slippers or chonkles. Thank you.
I'm like,
why is my English not? I don't know what this word is. But yeah, flip flops. Like, I'm pretty sure he was getting like pads thrown at him and stuff in Pee Wee.
Right. And if honestly, I think if that's like coaches you've ever known, like, do you think that that's like, that's normal.
And I still remember in the fifth grade, I wanted to try out for the honor choir and my choir, the choir teacher, the music teacher told me that I wasn't good enough and I wasn't going to make it. So I don't know if I ever told my parents that.
Yeah.
But then I went on to do choir in middle school and high school and went to like UILs and did pretty decently and made state choirs and stuff like that. But I almost didn't sign up in middle school because he told me that I wasn't good enough.
Well, fuck you, music director.
I know. So
that's
I guess,
rude.
Which is so silly, but when I look at Aurora, I try to remember all these things, like, and try to tell her just constant nice things and try to ask her about her teachers and stuff because if you can't be nice to kids, guess what? Me either. And so that's why I'm not a teacher or a coach. No, I can be nice to kids for a little bit, especially if they're not my kids. Like we can all be on our best behaviors, but if teaching kids isn't your forte, then like you could just do something else.
Right. You don't have to do that.
You don't have to do another
thing. You can go work with paper or whatever. Like, you don't have to work with people.
Yeah, you could do the admin side, or maybe there's like adults or teenagers that you could work with that are going to be more your speed.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. I feel like we've covered this, but this is kind of like our last question. And I don't know that my answer might be different now that we've been talking about rude-ass coaches, but if your kids wanted to play a sport or do an activity that was like fully the center, like traveling every weekend, doing all of the things, would you allow that or is that a no way?
So we talked about this
right before we hit record, and I was asking because earlier you'd mentioned that Chris traveled and did soccer with one of his parents. I think that that can create so much resentment in the home, not only between the married couple, but between siblings. And I'm not sure if that I would want to support one of my kids in their amazing dreams. So I would want to say, yes, if my kid is willing to make it the center point of their life, then I should too. Is that fair to my other kid? Now, when I only had one child, fuck yeah, sign me up. Let's go, team, go.
Right.
Like, we're going, we're rocking and rolling across the USA. I mean, if I have to go bankrupt to do it, I don't know how I feel about that. Like, straight up the whole Dance Mom show. Like, some of those moms got divorced or they went into bankruptcy. I don't know how if I could do that, but I would be willing to travel. It's just, it's the whole, I don't know. What do you think, Amy?
I so go back and forth about this. And before we had kids, I remember saying, like, my kids will never play on a traveling team. We won't do that. We're not going to split our family up. We're not going to do this and that and the other. But honestly, our life has taken a really interesting and different direction. And Chris travels a lot for work. So our family is already kind of split up sometimes. So now, do I think that?
But then like, it would it not cause more turmoil for whichever child was not in the group? So that's my concern. I fuck yeah for the kid who does it. Okay. But for the one who is left behind, they are quite literally left behind. And then they don't like, then they have the support of only one of the parents instead of both. I don't know.
I don't either, and I think it would be a, almost like a family discussion, like something that we do a lot in our house, and I feel like we're doing it a lot more now that our kids are getting older, is like we talk about our house not only being a family, but like this is also a community, and like when you're a community, there are things that you do as a community member that make you a good community member or a bad community member, and so how do we make our community work? I think that if one of my kiddos was like, I really want to do this traveling or all out whatever sport. And they were really, like, really committing to it, really good at it, really. And it wasn't just like, I want to do it because my friends are doing it. And it was like, there was a real reason behind it. I think it would have to be an everybody discussion. And I would hope that the child that wants to pursue that activity, that we had instilled enough good communication skills in them to not be like pissed if everybody else was like, this just isn't going to work or we can't do this. I also have seen families take everybody. Everybody goes to dance competitions. Everybody goes to soccer competitions. And then that other kid gets to go places and do fun stuff. So maybe they're cool with that.
Yes. I think it just all depends on how it would work. I mean, every family is different.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Just right now, seeing Roberto travel so much, and I'm at home a lot with the kids, just in general, in marriage, that does build resentment sometimes.
For sure.
So I cannot imagine if, you know, I was picking up every weekend to, you know, do something, with one of the kids. Like, sometimes it's really hard to just hold the fort down as is, and just, it's just overall, kids cause so many discussions.
They really do. Like, why are they not just, like, perfect little boxes that just fit wherever we want them to fit?
Exactly. Why can't somebody else just take my kids to all these things and I feel good about it and it be safe and I can still support and love them, but also be there, but not be there.
And I don't have to pay this person, and also they're doing whatever I want whenever I want.
I don't have to tell them. They just know. I never have to program it with them.
Robot. Yeah. How nice would that be? Could we all just...
My little drone. We've been watching Leo a lot lately because Laura loves that movie. And the little drone, I could use it.
You could. And he, like, was, like, answering phone calls for that kid. So maybe that's what I need. I'm telling you, and I think I mentioned this earlier in this episode or a different episode, but I've been using an AI productivity assistant.
Yes.
Sometimes I talk to that shit like it's a human. Like, you forget That's not like, it's literally just a computer telling me like, hey, did you drink your water or did you finish?
You're like, oh, thanks, baby cake.
And I'm like, I didn't. You're so nice.
I didn't do anything for myself today, actually. Thank you. Could you do it? Because I'm in the middle of four tasks for other people. I'm not going to put down, I'm not going to drink any water, actually. So,
but I do
thank you.
Tell it like, no, I haven't had any water yet. And it's always so nice and positive that I kind of wish it was a little meaner. Like, if that's okay, you can get some water now. And I'm like, maybe you should tell me I'm a piece of shit because like, that's not working. The niceness isn't working anywhere.
Maybe it is. Maybe you need to be kinder to yourself.
Right. Maybe I do.
Do you really need anybody else giving you more tasks? Barking orders at you? Like, a gentle reminder is probably nice.
It is. But also, like, it only asks me the things I ask it to ask me. So it's not like it's like, when was the last time you went on a walk, you asshole? You know, like, it's, unless.
Have you seen the light of day this week? Could you open the windows? Could you lay outside for 2 seconds on the grass?
How many times have you changed your leggings this week? Like, let's have that discussion.
Yes. Well, this was a discussion. Sports life, addition, mom things.
Yes. And if you, and I mean it, we said this at the beginning of the episode, but if you are a parent on either one of these spectrums, if you're a traveling sport parent, or you're a
won't
like,
do
the
anything
schooling mom who's
to,
like, no,
yeah,
we're not participating in any of these things. I want to talk to you, and not because I want to berate you, but I legitimately want to pick your brain because I feel like I'm kind of in the middle, and I would just love to. I think it's fascinating. Like
some
you
of
said
the parents
earlier,
I know are at the studio from like. Some of them homeschool their kids, and some of them are at the studio from like noon until 4 p.m. every single day.
Well, that's our life. We hope you enjoyed it because I know we did. And I love sharing these little anecdotes and stories with you all, and I love hearing more about how Z's family works, and hopefully you have discovered something that will be helpful to you. Or if not, you are like, wow, those moms are fucking crazy, and cool for them. Hopefully it was either helpful or affirming or just a good hour spent with us rage cleaning or just zoning on the couch. We'll be back next week with another true crime to discuss. And until then, keep your suggestions coming. You have been hitting it out of the park. Find us on all the things and we'll catch you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.